and welcome. I'm Dennis Prout, Certified Financial Planner.
And I'm Shay Pataja, the co-host of
New Retirement Radio,
the podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services. The topics discussed and the opinions given are for informational purposes only and are not intended as financial, tax, accounting, or legal advice, and are not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. Listeners are encouraged to discuss their individual needs with an appropriate professional.
And welcome back to another edition of New Retirement Radio with Prout Financial Design. Starting off today with Mr. Dennis Prout, Certified Financial Planner and more. Good morning, sir.
It is great to be here, Ron.
Thank you.
Well, we're still navigating here. It's fun to be in the new space.
So many buttons.
All the buttons look the same.
They do. I don't know how you do it.
This is a real studio.
Yes.
For the record. Okay. This is not a fake studio across the street.
There's no TCM. No roses blooming outside the window.
No teleprompters up close.
Yep.
We also have joining us this morning, Heidi Thompson.
Good morning.
Thank you very much.
RACP, Retirement Income Certified Professional, as well as Managing Executive there at Prout. Thanks for joining us, Heidi. It's a pleasure.
Sure thing.
And plans for the new bill. Sorry, say again. What?
I just said I'm happy to be here.
Excellent. I'm going too fast. Slow down, Dennis. And the new building design is up on the
in the lobby.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Ooh, ah.
So and I even had a vision board made, so the actual tiles and wallpaper and carpet are all on a board so you can see it and feel it and experience it.
Your clients got notified that you're moving to 8th and Garfield, a brand new building. When do you expect to open?
Next summer.
Next summer.
We're giving lots of space for that opening because everybody knows what goes on with the building stuff these days.
Yes.
Given the studio here at TCM.
Yes.
It always takes longer than you think.
You bet. Classes are coming up too, and we'll have lots of information next week on that, more detail. But
we have the retirement planning today, which is usually, we've usually held it at NMC. This time we are holding it at the Visitor Center over at the Botanic Gardens. So they have an upstairs classroom in that Visitor Center. That's very nice. So we're going to have it there on the 4th and 11th of November. And then you can join online on the 9th and 16th. And that's a Retirement Planning Today class, the one we've taught for over 15 years at this point. So it's a great class. It gets updated every year, very thorough. So you'll be getting those flyers in the mail probably by the end of next week, and that will have the registration phone number that you call. We do not handle registration at our office, so just FYI. And then we'll put all the information on the website, so just stay tuned. And then another class that Dennis and Heidi are teaching is also online, and that's with WCMU. And that's their estate planning class. Dennis will be, and Heidi will be, the financial advisors weighing in on estate planning and focusing on how things pass to beneficiaries, because we know that that can be super confusing. And then you've got the Secure Act and a lot of things that have changed. So they're going to go into that topic, and that is also online, and you would register through WCMU. So I will get all those things posted on the website since it's coming up quick here. And,
lots of
things. Coordinating with people to get the details together, but you can put it on your radar.
Fantastic. And we had, as you were talking, Shay, I was thinking about the beneficiary meeting I had yesterday with a couple and their two daughters. And that exact same situation came up. And frankly, I thought the parents were relieved to be able to talk about this with their daughters and go over the issues so that at least they know. If something happens to mom and dad, here's how things are going to need to work so that you handle this properly. The module from Ed Slott is 17 pages. Now, obviously, we didn't go through the whole thing. with them, but it was incredible. There are 5 to 7 points there that they all need to know. And
when
it's
you
critical.
Talk to beneficiaries, when you talk to children after their parents have passed and they say, "Dad had this all set up," or "Mom had this all set up. We had everything taken care of within 48 hours. Ooh. And it, you know, the relief on their face, like that was, it was truly a gift from the parents to do that for their kids. And when I hear those stories, it makes me really happy because that's typically not, that's not the normal story. So good for those clients to bring their daughters
exactly.
in and work that out.
Yeah, it was just a fun meeting because we got to talk through this stuff and they got to meet us. So if the worst does happen, which is almost guaranteed that it won't because we've talked about it, then they know at least who we are. And we can get the paperwork processed for them properly. And then they're going to know generally, of course, generally, how this works and what to avoid, the mistakes to avoid it, what and what else to embrace. Now, as a cautionary on this, and we don't often say this on the radio show, when you're listening to the radio, and we have this disclosure at the very beginning, please be careful about implementing these things that we discuss on your own without talking to a financial advisor and or your tax professional or estate planning professional as well. Those are critical things to remember when you're doing this sort of thing. Now, year-end checklist, we want to hit this right off. Have you had any of these life events? Now, this is from Ed Slott, IRA Group, the year-end checklist. And by the way, we're having John Sluice on next week to talk about taxes because it's crazy. We're only 3 months away from the end of the year.
You mean the border problem? Oh, taxes. I thought you said taxes. I thought you said Texas.
Oh, not Texas. Okay. No, yeah. Taxes. Taxes. That's the name of the horse in Texas. Taxes. All right. So you have you had a birth, death, marriage, divorce, or remarriage, or illness? If you've had any of these life events, then there are certain things you want to check, like beneficiaries. And or making certain that things are settled. A lot of other details when you relate or think about this. Have you began collecting Social Security benefits? Thinking about withholdings perhaps as well. All of a sudden you may be in a different tax bracket in 2021 when you didn't even realize it. Next, a layoff or new job that would relate to your 401k and or other plans. 2 days ago we helped clients roll over a 401k, even though he's still working, they're allowed to do what's called an in-service distribution because they wanted to, what's the word, consolidate their accounts. Heidi was talking with a client yesterday, and he said, Dennis is using bigger words here recently, so I hesitated to use the word consolidate. So,
ooh,
yeah.
Ooh, that was a, is that a slam?
No, it wasn't a slam. I was just, I didn't know what other word I might use. I'm going to get a call after the show. Anyway, that'll be fun. So where was I? Consolidating the accounts can mean, can make a big difference positively in keeping track of this stuff. Because the number of people who lose track of these retirement accounts, then you get into what's called escheatment, which isn't even in Merriam-Webster.
Escheatment.
Look it up. It's not even there. Wow. I couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking up to try to figure out what the heck it was. a creation of a trust. Do you need to rename any assets? Oh, we've got a joint account there at TD Ameritrade. Honey, should we name that to the trust? Well, you may want to if you want the trust to direct how it's going to be split out. Well, should we name the IRA the trust, rather, as an IRA beneficiary? That depends. That depends. Okay.
Is there any wisdom in when you said consolidate, like my wife has accounts, I have accounts, IRA, 401s, does it make any sense to combine, say, the IRAs all into one?
You're leading us right into Heidi's topic, which we can't get to, Ron.
Okay, yeah, we'll wait for Heidi to tell.
Well, she's got the whole. She's got a whole one-page consolidation sheet from Mr. Slott.
You have to wait till after break.
We drank his Kool-Aid
the
this
anticipation,
week.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. This is how we keep retirement planning exciting.
Moving, change of residence, home sale. There may be some taxes related there. A change of the IRA or plan custodian. Are you sure you're still getting the reports? Were there 1099s issued as a result of it? Are you certain that you rolled it to a new IRA? Ah, those sorts of things to avoid the tax. And or Roth conversions. Oh, yeah, we converted some money. Well, remember, you're going to owe tax on that conversion. So you want to keep that in mind. Make sure to talk to your beneficiaries about, now the big one was, tax rules for inherited IRAs, including setting up properly titled inherited IRAs. That was the big one. And that's the beneficiary IRA we were referencing earlier, given that conversation. And that's right here. Has there been, that's when both or one or both parents have passed away, passing the money on to the children. These are different IRAs set up differently. They have different rules than any other IRA. Now, is this going to make much difference if it all winds up being taxable? Well, you get it. If it's $10,000, it probably won't. But if it's $100,000, then that's a very different deal. If it's $200,000. In fact, one of the daughters asked yesterday in our meeting with the family, she said, well, what if I pay all the tax in 1 year? I said, well, here are the brackets at which you're going to pay that tax. Mm. So it goes from 12 to 22 to 24% and then on and on. So all of a sudden, if all that income is taxable in 1 year, that can be an extremely expensive mistake and or situation to keep in mind. And I said, at least you want to try to split it between 2 years so that you can avoid some of the tax and or manage some of that. Also remembering that this year, tax rates are extremely low and most likely to go up, as are gas prices. Mm-hmm. Did you see that here, Ron? Speaking of rabbit trails, $3.39 on the way into work this morning.
Really?
What's going on with that? Really?
Shay's walking to work. That's what's going on. Glad well, I got my bike fixed.
Yeah, the bike is looking a lot better, isn't it?
Dennis, I just wanted to point out in that module that you're talking about for beneficiaries that we walk through with Ed Slott, his number one first step is touch nothing. And that always reminds us that we should stop, take a pause, and take a look at those accounts and make sure that you're getting advice on how's the best way to move those so we don't trigger some unexpected tax or maybe something that you can't undo.
Mm-hmm. Often parents underestimate their children's financial prowess and or knowledge. Often we see that. You have had years to get acclimated, accustomed to all the different rules and regs because you're in here talking to us. You're listening to us on the radio. Darling, that's the best show I've ever heard. You know, that sort of thing. So given that you've had these years and years to acclimate yourself, if you will, man, the children often don't know these things. So the more that you communicate them, and many parents, I'll say this as well, really discount the value of these conversations. And often, and I'm one of them, I mean, really, I am putting up my hand here, I am not any more comfortable than anyone else in having these conversations with the kids, if you will. It's not easy to do. But the more you can discuss with them, tell them what the intents are, why you did this, how you did it, who your investment people are, who do you talk to if something happens? That's phenomenal planning.
It's almost like they need a Prout planner.
Almost like that.
Almost.
Boy, no, I fell right into that.
You did. Ba-dum-ching.
That Prout planner is first rate. It's not a sales tool. Mm-hmm. It is.
It's not a legal
seven
document.
7 to 8 pages.
13.
Of detail.
It's 13 pages. Yeah.
13? I was trying to be conservative.
Yeah, with an extra page for notes.
Does he work with you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Well, does he know anything?
Well, I just know this because I took 6 months to make it. I'm very close
and
to
it
the
shows. It is a first-rate document. So if you do want a copy of that, you are welcome to it. Just call our office, 231-947-3992. It's a great place to consolidate all of your information. So you can put including your passwords and all the rest in getting onto online so that you can make certain that you have some money hidden in Norway that the children know how to get to it.
Well, and to be clear, this is a printed document, so it's not online. There's nothing digital about the document, and that was intentional because a lot of people like to write things down, or they have a folder, and they like to be able to tell the family it's in this folder.
It's on paper, it's on which paper. The children of today won't understand, but it's still, they'll be able to read it, hopefully. I can't read his writing. He's such a mess.
It's a great way to get the conversation at least started with family.
Get organized.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this includes even your property and casualty agent, too. You might be surprised at the coverages that are available there of, you know, vehicles, the home, all the rest. Mm-hmm. And how do we get this adjusted? So, generally, who should you be speaking to about these situations? The accountant, the financial advisor or planner, the estate planner, as well as the insurance agent. All of these things can play in to being important to helping you settle out an estate if the worst happens. It's amazing to me.
It's your professional team that you've built up.
Yes. And the importance of that, it's incredible. The long-term relationships, I've had some time to think about this last week. We have relationships going back 35 years now with clients who came to our classes back in 1990. Well, it's not quite 35.
It doesn't seem that long ago when I hear 1990, but it was like 32 years ago.
32 years ago.
I think that was like 10 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. Back in the 90s. Do we remember any of the music from those days, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Tax deadline, 10/15. 10/15. Remember that for those of you who are settling out estates, that's a deadline for getting the trust declared and or recorded as a beneficiary for IRAs from the previous year for deceased individuals, okay? 10/15, obviously, is the deadline, too, for making your estimated tax payments for the third quarter.
Those who followed extensions.
And those who filed extensions, you got to have your taxes done by 10/15.
And every year we warn, we say to clients, don't wait to... By December, you want to have your conversions and your charities. You want to have all
your
this stuff figured, your RMDs figured out, because if you wait to the very end of December, you're waiting with everyone else. And
you and half of America waits till December.
Yeah, and everybody's short-staffed, I think. Everyone's experiencing that.
Roth conversions, you really should have made up your mind by November 1st or so.
Oh,
so that
sooner.
We can get that done, yes, internally. So if you're looking at doing a conversion, you really should make up your mind by November 1st of this year. That's significant. And then contributions to IRAs. Simple IRAs have to have already been set up by 10/1 of this year for a new plan starting. Mm-hmm. But you can still make contributions to simples by the end of this year. And corporations making the match can, I think they have until January 15th.
Right.
To make that match.
And you can set up a simple plan, but if you would have to wait until January for it to actually be active and make contributions.
Correct. Now, if you want to make an IRA contribution, you have until April 15th of the year after the tax year. So we have April 15th of 2022 to do an IRA contribution for this year. It's incredible. And you may decide in some respects, I'm 80 years old and I have earned income. I can still do an IRA. Yes, they've moved the cheese on that one. Mm-hmm. That's a lot easier to make a contribution to for anyone. As long as you have earned income, that's earnings, either self-employment earnings or earnings from a job, W-2 wage, that sort of thing.
And you have until this Sunday, the 10th of October, to wish Joyce Lundberg a happy 95th birthday. She's my neighbor, she's my buddy, and she's turning 95. So I just want to say happy birthday, Joyce. I know your friends listen to the radio show, and you're the best thing that happened to me in that neighborhood, besides Carl and Beth. There you go, Joyce.
Happy birthday, Joyce.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Take her one of our cups.
Ooh, we'll bring you a Prout mug.
A Prout mug.
And filled with chocolate.
Jack Daniel. Oh, I'm chocolate.
We're having a PG party. Okay, Ron?
Okay. The last thing to think about is QCDs. if you want to do a qualified charitable distribution, you can do that if you're 70 and a half this year. So anytime after age 70 and a half, you can do a qualified charitable distribution from your IRA, and done properly, it's not taxable income. So any of your required minimum distribution that you've not yet done, if you don't want to pay the tax this year, consider doing a qualified charitable distribution to the charity of your choice. Has to be a 501c3 organization. Most people would say, well, that's the church. Yes, it is. It's also the Father Fred Foundation. Those sorts of organizations make certain that it's a 501c3 organization. And that's the end of it right now for doing the year-end checklist. We haven't even gotten halfway through it, but we have other things to move on. So,
also,
Heidi,
if people want that checklist, they can email me or Beth, Shay@ProutFinancialDesign.com or Beth@ProutFinancialDesign.com, and we will make sure that you get it. It's from Ed Slott.
By the way, how do you spell Shay?
S-H-E-A.
Thank you.
I wasn't sure if you were joking. We've been joking
trick
all morning.
Question.
I wasn't sure if this was a trick question.
You told me after the break Heidi would answer my question.
Shay, I thought you'd know, Shay, so I asked you, yeah.
Oh, gosh. This is a silly morning.
It has been.
All right.
I want to hear that quote again from Saturday Night Live about Gerald Ford.
I know you do. I'll apply it to something. Just wait. We'll leave them okay. In suspense.
Well, right. We were in the UP a couple of weeks ago. We, Dave Feelstra and myself, and we heard a bear that night. And that quote came back to me. Because why did we hear a bear? Or how do we know we heard a bear? Because the neighbor said to us, we appreciate you getting out and scaring off that bear last night because we had our headlamps on and go away. You know, that sort of thing. So, yeah. All right. I digress. Go ahead, Heidi.
But you made it through.
We did, indeed.
Goodness. All right. So I'm talking about consolidating accounts to simplify your retirement. So as most of us know, it is not unusual that a lot of people today may have more than one account. They may have worked for several employers, and maybe they still have money in previous employers' plans. They never moved it over to an IRA. But you might have things in many different pots out there, and consolidating those can help simplify things. So what you want to do is you want to start out, and maybe you could use something like the Prout Planner, but you can write out all the different accounts that you have. Get all those statements, even old statements. Maybe they haven't followed you to your new address, but things where you think you might still have money, and then start tracking down and getting those statements to see if you can consolidate them.
We have had clients come in with statements that they thought didn't include an account, but they said, can you help us check this out? And you had a relatively recent one, correct?
Yeah, I had one that was quite substantial, where the individual had thought that their spouse, who had passed away, had taken care of that, and it was already rolled in to their current IRAs. And so it was like, is this something? And so we started the process of tracking it down, and it happened to be quite a large something, and we're awfully glad that we took the time and effort to do that. So we're helping clients with that all the time. Every week, Dennis and I are on the phone with clients calling their previous or their current 401k plans to help find out information on their accounts and to start those processes.
Navigating the complexity, because you get three recordings before you can talk to an individual if you're lucky. And I have had clients just rolling their eyes when we're calling these 401k plans. You know, just almost in disbelief. Well, not in disbelief. They've experienced this. Sometimes you just want to talk to an individual, and that's where we can help.
And it can take you a while to finally get to an individual. But this is where that word that you brought up earlier, Dennis, comes in. Escheatment, right? Is that how you say that?
Escheatment.
Escheatment.
E-S-C-H-E-A-T-M-E-N-T.
And what does that mean, Dennis? It means that the state, if you have an account and you haven't had contact with it or any activity, the state can come and take that account as a abandoned account.
Now, that almost never happens, because it's 3 long years before they'll take those assets. That when you've not had any activity in those accounts, then those account controllers, though the companies that are overseeing those accounts, if you will, send it to the state. Listen, we've heard nothing for 3 years, and the state will begin its process of taking on that asset and taking it from you.
Mm-hmm. And there is a website you can go to look and see if any missing accounts are there, if they have been forwarded to the state. But the best prevention of that is to make sure that you keep your address and phone number updated with any of your custodians. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, as you get farther away from retiring or leaving a company, you know, you don't know the people there anymore in the human resource department, and you don't have that friendship with your fellow employees that you can say, oh yeah, where's that place, where's our 401k again, and you lose those connections, and it becomes harder and harder to track those down. So,
well, if businesses too we've seen get bought and sold to different, you know, they become acquired, we've seen details get lost
in
their own transition. So it's not a bad idea to call and double check.
The 401k plans change, the companies change, mm-hmm. the administrators change, and you may lose track of it. We've seen that again and again. So great point, Heidi.
Yeah, and that paperwork doesn't always follow. We've seen mm-hmm. things where they don't have the beneficiary forms. Yeah. You filled it out, but that was two companies ago, mm-hmm. and they don't have those records anymore.
We had that happen to one of our deferred comp plans, where they switched administrators and they didn't include the contingent beneficiaries. I was shocked, and I preach about this stuff all the time, and it's a few years back, but they didn't have the contingent beneficiaries on that, so I updated it anyway.
Okay, so another way this can help by consolidating accounts, and we're talking about maybe moving 401k balances to an IRA. One way this can make it simpler for you is when you're looking at RMDs. So if you're over 72 and you still have some money in some old 401k plans and you have IRAs, when you take RMDs, you can aggregate like accounts. So if you have everything in an IRA, you have five different accounts that are IRAs, you can pick one account and say, well, I want to take all of the RMD for all of those accounts from this one account, because that's the best place at this point in time to take it from. But if you have money in the 401ks, you cannot. You have to take money from the 401k separately, the RMD. So you can't aggregate those all together, which can help if you have the choice of where to take the money, because at certain times, it's better to take money from different types of assets. So it just gives you a little bit more control and a little bit more strategy when you're making those withdrawals.
That's where we provide consolidated statements to our clients so that they can see where all these hither and yon accounts are. Now, you're going to get your continuing statements from those companies themselves, but you're also going to get one from us that you can check online or on your phone. And when you come in, so you can see where everything is in one place, and here's how I'm allocated. All these different review tactics to help you stay ahead and or with what you currently own.
Right.
Significant.
It's about 5 years since we've had this consolidated statement. We put a lot of time and effort in this because we wanted to be able to give our clients a full picture. And I'll tell you, Dennis and I appreciate it every day that we have invested in this, because when we look at one of our clients, we can see if they have the assets at an insurance company or a mutual fund company or a custodian or a broker dealer, and it's all added together. So you can get that high level picture, but then you can drill down as well into each individual account, and it helps us help our clients manage their money better.
It's been one of the better things we've ever done, and you helped drive that, Heidi. The full-time staff person that we have overseeing this is Jana Boothroyd, and it's been phenomenal in terms of keeping tracking what's happening with clients, you bet.
All right, and another benefit, this is an Ed Slott article that we're going through, that they point out is the flexibility of an IRA. When you're in a 401k plan, you're limited as to choice. You know, they give you the list of the mutual funds you can choose from, and that's pretty much what you have to choose from for your investments. But with an IRA, you can break out of just mutual funds. You can buy maybe stocks or bonds or annuities, a lot of different kinds of products at a lot of different vendors or custodians. So it gives you a little bit more control and a little bit more choice, right, Dennis?
Yeah, and that choice can be significant in terms of quality, because 401k plans tend to be focused on cutting expenses. Now, your expenses at the 401k for sure may be lower. That's something you'll want to compare as well. Are there expense differences, and will that expense make a difference? Will that expense difference make a difference to my long-term planning, given the values that I are looking for and looking for to achieve? And Vanguard, by the way, has done a great job of taking a look at this in terms of what the costs are versus the benefits, even of an average financial advisor out there, the tax advice, the planning advice, and also the advice in terms of allocating funds, being properly balanced in your approach with those accounts.
Right, and it's always a good idea when we make these general observations of things you can do to put it through that individual filter of your own situation, because there's the costs, but there's also benefits to being in a plan, but there's also benefits to being in an IRA. And you have to look at your situation and see which one is better for me at this time.
Yes, and you make a great point in the terms of benefits of being in a plan. If you're at the age where you're having to take required minimum distributions, in most circumstances, you don't have to do that from the 401k if you're still working. And if you have a significant balance there, you may not want to roll that out of the 401k. For that very reason, you don't have to take an RMD, a required minimum distribution, increasing your income. Now, not everybody qualifies for that, but that can be a nice benefit to staying in the 401k. Or if you're under the age of 59 and a half and you want to take distributions, but you're over the age of 55, we've talked about that too. So understanding the circuitous route of how this works, the winding path, if you will.
So I think everybody can tell just from the discussion Dennis and I are having back and forth that it's not just a simple answer. It can be complex. It can be, there might be nuances in there that you want to take advantage of. So you always have to go back to that. What's my situation and is this best for me? But it can, we love to get into the weeds and talk about this stuff, but it can get dizzying after a while.
It can. And I think it's time for a break, you, Ron?
We have one question on the text line I'd like to throw out, but it might be more of a tax question. Is it too late to pay or to catch up on your quarterlies this year if you haven't paid yet this year, and does it make sense to do so?
It certainly makes sense to do so because the penalties can be pretty significant. Now, you want to make certain that you're paid up based on the previous year's taxes. I think that the amount, and is it 95%? 100% of the previous year's tax or 95%?
I can't remember.
John, he'll be on next week.
Yeah.
He knows these numbers. So you want to be within a certain range to not have to pay the penalties related to underpayment of taxes. And that's a great question for your tax advisor, or call in next week.
Yeah, if you listen next week, Thursday, 10 to 11.
You bet.
New Retirement Radio, John Sluice, CPA, will be in.
Estimates, yes. Right. Great question.
All right, we'll be right back. This is New Retirement Radio with Prout Financial Design on WTCM News Talk 580.
You're listening to New Retirement Radio, brought to you by the team at Prout Financial Design.
Hello, I'm your host, Certified Financial Planner Dennis Prout.
And I'm the other financial advisor, Heidi Thompson.
And I'm Shay Pataja. I put the fun in financial.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Genios Wealth Management, Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of Capital Asset Advisory Services.
The topics discussed and the opinions given are for informational purposes only and are not intended as financial, tax, accounting, or legal advice, and are not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. Listeners are encouraged to discuss their individual needs with an appropriate professional.
And welcome back to New Retirement Radio on WTCM News Talk 580. It's 9 before the hour, and we're back with Shay Pataja, Dennis Prout, Heidi Thompson, all of Prout Financial Design.
It's great to be here. Thank you, Ron. And we have next the Shay Stats.
Are you ready?
A ton of them here this morning.
There's so many. Got to do my vocals. Through 9 months of 2021, so ending in September, the S&P 500 is up 15.9% year-to-date total return. The index was up 18.4% total return in 2020, and that's from BTN Research. I don't think anyone saw that coming.
Leading some to say the market is quite significantly valued at this point in time. A little Dangero out there. Yeah.
Three out of four American adults surveyed, 74%, say they would sell out of the U.S. stock market if equities suffered a moderate or big decline. And that was out of 3,000 surveys in 2020. And the source is Vice for that.
Always be aware, if you will, when a group decides they're going to do something together, usually it's wrong. Okay.
A group.
Just heads up with that, okay?
We're going to run with bulls. 53% of consumers surveyed in August 2021 believe that the average income tax rate paid by American taxpayers will increase in the next 12 months. The 53% result is the highest level recorded in a monthly survey that has been conducted since 2015. And that's from the Survey of Consumer Expectations.
Now, that would go against my previous thing that I just said. Most likely they are going up. I think that's generally a good estimate. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
74% of American adults at least age 25 do not have a bachelor's degree from college, and that's from the Census Bureau.
That one shocked me. I was stunned at that.
You know, it kind 64. Of makes sense considering how college has gone the last 10 years. People have really started to question the ROI on getting certain degrees and how do you find jobs and do you really want to move back in with mom and dad to pay off the loans, you know.
I wonder how many, 64% people at least 25 don't have a bachelor's degree. I wonder what percent started college.
It's so, I remember being in school and them telling, because I took the 2-year gap. I did 2 years, took 2 years off, and then went back, and everyone was like, if you don't go back, you won't want to do it. It just gets harder the older you get. And I couldn't wrap my head around that as an early 20-something.
Right.
But now that I'm older and I love to learn and I've looked at getting a master's degree, I look at the cost and the time and the, okay, well then what does it get me? You start to think about it totally differently. So it is interesting. And I started out going to TBA, actually. I did the half day at TBA my senior year of high school for the graphic arts department program, and I loved that, and it was a great way for me to figure out, one, I loved graphic arts, but I didn't want to do it full time.
It is a great thing to remember the ROI, the return on investment related to the cost. Does this make sense? Number one. Number two, my grandfather literally almost beat it into my head about the importance of getting a higher education. Mm-hmm. I'm still thankful to him this day for having done that. But you do have to consider the cost versus the benefit as a part of it. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't make sense given the return. It can be significant, absolutely.
And we got
it costs
here.
A lot more today. Students used to work in the summertime to pay for their next semesters.
That was me.
Yeah.
You bet.
Yeah, even when I went, it was significantly less than it is now. And we have NMC here. So the amount of students that are staying home and taking classes, even when I took my 2-year break, I took 2 classes. So anyways, I'll keep going. I have a lot of opinions on this.
Yeah, it still takes a long time.
Hang on a moment. I think we have a question.
Oh, no, we're just, I'm watching the clock. We have,
okay.
Oh my gosh.
We're taking tangents. Okay. In a September 24th, 2021 speech, President Biden said, "I'm tired of trickle down. The trillionaires and billionaires are doing very, very well." Just as a note, the richest American today is Elon Musk, and he's worth $199.7 billion. billion.
He's there only worth billions. I mean, really.
There's a whole city in Texas where he's doing a space thing that all of the homes sold to dozens, if not hundreds, of people that he has hired to do the research to get a spaceship up into space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
mm-hmm. I don't know how many.
Quite a few stories about that. Yeah, I've seen that.
I mean, that's just one example of what somebody who makes a lot of money does with their money.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Not all bad.
Yes.
An IRA that is transferred at death to a non-spouse beneficiary, so that would be an adult child or grandchild, would have to be fully distributed by December 31st of the calendar year, 10 years after the death of IRA owner. The non-spouse beneficiary is allowed but not required to take taxable distributions prior to the end of the 10 years. Please consult a tax expert for details, and that's from the IRA publication 590B.
Quiz question, when wouldn't that be taxable? When wouldn't it be taxable?
When wouldn't it be taxable?
I got one more great Shay stat. Do we have time?
When wouldn't that be taxable? When, I know the answer, but I can't think of it.
If it's a Roth.
If it's a Roth.
If it's a Roth. Hello.
You still have to empty it. The children have to empty it, but it's non-taxable.
73 vessels were anchored and waiting entry into the ports of Long Beach and Los Angeles on Sunday, September 19th, an all-time record. An additional 37 vessels were drifting in the ocean within 20 minutes of Long Beach and L.A., but far enough offshore to prevent them from successfully dropping anchor. And that's from the Marine Exchange of Southern California.
They think one of them dragged an anchor and hit that oil pipeline.
Ooh. I wondered if that was the case.
Yeah. That's what it appears so far.
Wow.
That's the educated guess. Well, that's Shea Stats, and I think... what we'll do is I think we'll just take a break into the news here in a second so we can wrap up now.
All right.
We got through all of our topics. This program will be repeated, as always, replayed Saturday mornings, 9 a.m. right here on WTCM.
9 a.m.
And
It's been a pleasure. Thank you. Thank you to our audience. You bet.
Thanks for tuning in. For any information,
proutfinancialdesign.com, or you can go to our Facebook, LinkedIn, website, iTunes.
Phone number 231-947-3992. For those who still use a phone, I mean, it's so radical.
Ticker, Travers Magazine.
It goes on and on.
Alrighty.
Thanks so much for listening. You can find us online at proutfinancialdesign.com. That's P-R-O-U-T, financialdesign.com. Also, you'll be able to find us on iTunes and SoundCloud.